Do you bow hunt? You ever bow hunted before?
I barely can do the bow hunting with the balloons.
I would so love to do it. My roommate was telling me that he's going to be doing some bow hunting this year, first time for him and his dad. And so him and his dad are going out on the property this weekend and working on their bowing.
Yeah.
their bow hunting skills. I think that is so cool. The one thing I will say that I just love about Douglas County around here is that you hear a lot of those stories where everybody's always kind of hanging out with their dad or doing some fishing or whatever the case may be, working on a car. It was one of the things I wish I had some of that, but my dad was so impatient that it was sort of like, well, could I do that? And he's like, no, I really want to get this done.
I feel like he would shoot the arrow and you'd have to go after it to go get it to bring it back to him.
Chase. Or yeah. I would be usually like if we go build something, I like to call myself the human sawhorse. Because basically, when my dad needed help in North Carolina with his basement, and he's up in age, I wanted to come help him. I wanted to help build.
But all you got to do is hold the flashlight?
I did. He's like, hold this. And I joked around and I said, ah, the memories. And he says, yeah, it was great times. I'm no.
Glad you're here, son. You really helped me out.
Yeah, here, hold this.
Yeah.
And same thing out in the garage. I was the human toolbox.
But at least you know the difference between a crescent wrench and a ratchet wrench.
Yes, I do. And I remember the first time that I actually worked on my brakes by myself, I was so excited just to be able to do it.
But you wished you had someone holding a flashlight for you.
Yeah, well, where's my dad? We're like, here, hold this.
Yeah.
So did you do anything kind of bonding with the, I know you talked about sometimes with the driving thing, but do your dad ever kind of go out and do something together that was...
Firewood.
Oh, do some of the firewood, chop the firewood.
We'd go out and get firewood out of the woods.
Was that fun for you bonding with him, or was it just it's a chore?
It was fun.
Okay,
it was fun. I didn't mind it as a kid, but I look back on it now and it was even more fun than I thought because it wasn't horrible. If I couldn't stack the wood, he would get up and stack the wood. It wasn't like he would yell at me and it was an angry.
He didn't make it uncomfortable.
Out the woods,
okay,
and he'd have his ice chest, his igloo. Ice chest with five beers, and I always had two root beers.
Oh, so he brought so they had your yep. beer as a
yep.
kid.
That was yep. That's what would fit in the ice chest, and Fritos. Fritos was his chip. He loved Fritos.
Okay.
So
did you find yourself imitating him? So, where he'd have the beer. You see that in movies all the time where he'd drink and like, that's good. And you're like, you'd take that swing and you're like, that's good. You kind of do that thing. I just think that is just some cool stuff.
He would cut the rounds. We'd find trees that were seasoned and dry so it wasn't too heavy. And he would use his bigger chainsaw. I forget what the bar was on it. A 36-inch bar, I think, was on his big chainsaw. And the smaller chainsaw had the 16-inch bar. And that's what we would deal with. Anyway, we would cut the rounds up and put if he didn't have to split the wood there, he didn't want to. Mm-hmm. So the rounds would get put into the back of the truck, okay. And we'd stack it the best we could, and then we'd get it back to the house. And that's when my oldest brother was the splitter.
He was the splitter. He didn't go on the trip. Yep. You wait when we come back. You're going to be doing the split.
Yep, he was up at the up on the flat splitting with the Monster Mall and all that stuff. And then finally in 1993, my grandpa bought my dad a hydraulic.
I was just going to ask you that splitter. Question.
A wood splitter. Yep. And they still have the same wood splitter from 30 years later.
I had a neighbor friend that would always do that, and he loved going up for the firewood because he didn't have to throw down the axe. They'd go and get that stuff, and it was a great bonding moment. He said, but the best part was the hydraulic wood splitter. He said, for some reason, he got the biggest joy out of just loading up that log and watching it just split.
Just get split.
It was
a good bonding time.
Very cool. You go on our Facebook page we posted this morning with Father's Day around the corner. Tell us what lesson or skill did you learn from your dad? Love to hear from you if you're out there right now, because I love those stories. Gabriel was saying I was blessed with a very patient, gracious, loving father. Always had my back, could always forgive me for my sins. My dad taught me all the things as well on how to build, grow, and raise food. Paula was talking about how her dad used to teach her how to ride a bike. Unfortunately, he passed away at 9 years old. So sorry to hear about that, Paula. Anita said he taught me how to yodel. There's a
handy skill.
There's a skill you don't hear about anymore. But
when you're in the grocery store.
But Morgan had a funny one. It's funny and kind of sad at the same time, because Morgan said when it comes to things that he learned about his dad, going to get milk takes a long time. I'm like, oh.
You got to select the right kind. It does take time.
Morgan, yeah, this is Greg. I'm just calling in. I was listening to you guys talk about your dad. I grew up around here. And my great-great-uncle was the head of the fishing game around here for like 40 years. So my dad would take us every fishing season, opening day, we'd go up fly fishing up the North Umpqua by Diamond Lake.
Oh, how
and
cool was that?
We'd pack the dog and my brother and me, and we'd stop at Mom's Place Cafe and get one of those big butter horns for breakfast, you know. And then we'd go up and spend the whole day up the river. Well, I would be stuck in the bushes, of course. So my dad taught us the old school way of tying flies, and we collect flies. They would buy us at Munchies a big old beaver burger on the way back down the mountain. Now and we did that every year I was a kid, and I really enjoyed it.
So you did this, yeah, every year, and you knew when it was coming, and you just looked forward. So it was you, your dad, and who else?
Oh, my little brother, who's 2 years younger than me, And we had a lot of good. So you take the truck, the old truck up the river, and I remember good memories like, you know, my dad farting in the truck and closing the windows and laughing at us. And then one time we had the dog in the back, and my brother's half asleep and grabs the dog food and starts popping it in his mouth. Dad, these are good. My dad would pack a big lunch and stuff, you know, and he'd be, you're eating dog. We'd all laugh. He was eating dog food. But my dad made that every opening day of fishing season. It was a, because my brother and I never had patience to sit and just drown a worm, you know.
Yeah.
So that fly fishing, you're moving the whole time. And my dad didn't have patience for regular fishing either. But that fly, it went down from the Burkharts and Cruises. It just got passed down all over the years to me and my brother. We really enjoyed it. And now, the weekend after Father's Day weekend, my 10-year-old and my 31-year-old and his kids, we all go up to Cabot Creek Falls and camp the whole Father's Day weekend. We do that every year. Thank you for bringing that up, because it brought back a lot of good memories.
Oh, man, I'm glad. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
God bless.
You too.